请我们一起来默祷。
Let us all bow our heads and pray in silence.
阿门。
阿门。
奉主耶稣的圣名，我们开始晚上的聚会。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we begin tonight's evening Sabbath service.
唱诗403首。
Let us begin with a hymn of praise, hymn 403. Please be seated.
我们现在来祷告，求主带领我们晚上的聚会。
Let us now pray together so that God can guide our service.
一起来祈祷。
Let us pray together.
愿大家平安。
Peace to all of you.
我想继续跟大家来查考传道书。
I would like to continue sharing the book of Ecclesiastes.
传道书的主题是虚空。
The main topic of Ecclesiastes is about emptiness.
那虚空的英文另外翻译叫做没有意义。
The other definition of emptiness is just to have no meaning.
所罗门对人生先下一个结论。
Solomon had a concept of a perspective of life.
如果我们人生不是以神为中心，不管你做什么，都是没有意义的。
Solomon thought that if you did not put God as the center of your life, everything else was vanity or had no meaning.
负面的结论是要带领我们进入一个正面的方向。
And what this particular saying was afforded us to be able to walk in the right direction.
也就是我们的生活要以神为中心。
It means that in our life, we must have God as our center.
我们在这个社会上有很多的评论员能够帮助我们了解很多事情。好像说，当竞选总统的时候，有着政治家的评论员，他可以告诉你这两个候选人有什么不同。
In our daily lives, there are many analysts that can analyze very different concepts into a lot of depth to guide us whichever directions. For example, political analysts that can help us pick the differences between two candidates.
那现在经济在走下坡，那有的人他可以帮我们分析这是怎么一回事，是怎么造成这样的，那将来要多久才能结束。
And in our sliding economy, there are also experts who can tell us when we think that the economic turmoil will end.
那有时候我们要买东西也有很多的专家他会告诉你什么样的东西是最有价值的。
And there are many times when we are interested in making a purchase, there are many analysts that recommend things of value for us to purchase.
所以在这个资讯发达的社会里面，我们常常可以得到很多人的评论来帮助我们了解一件事情。
And in our modern information age, we find that many analysts help us accomplish one thing.
这些都是专家。
These are all experts.
有的是学过很多的学问，有的是有本身有体验。
Some experts have much education, while others just have experience.
但是在知识爆发的时代里面，谁能够帮助我们来了解人生是怎么一回事？
But over the course of time, who could help us understand the meaning of life?
这个更重要。
This is even more important.
所罗门就是想要做这一件事情。
And Solomon had this motive. He wanted to achieve this.
从第一章开始，
from the first chapter,
他在分析我们的工作。
He shared about what is our work.
每一天工作，工作了几十年。
Every day of work over tens of years.
如果不是以神为中心，
If it wasn't for God to be our center,
我们的工作到最后是没有意义的。
Then in the end, our work is meaningless.
再来，所罗门提到人对知识与智慧的追求。
Solomon had a particular concept about the pursuit of human knowledge.
他告诉我们，世界上的知识跟智慧有它的有限性。
He said that in human knowledge, there is always a limit.
弯曲的它没有办法变直。
Something that is curved cannot be bent straight.
缺乏的没有办法补足。
Something that is lacking cannot be fulfilled to make complete.
而且智慧多，愁烦就多。
And the more knowledge you have, the more worries you have.
所以如果我们没有进到属灵的智慧里面，世界上的知识是本身是没有办法改变我们什么。
And if we are not able to enter a spiritual world, then there is nothing on this earth that can give us meaning.
那接下去所罗门就开始评论，有的人生态度就是享受。
He also said that much of life is about trying to appreciate.
人活着就是要享受。
That much of life is about appreciating.
他本身也有这个经验。
He had this personal experience.
到最后的结论，这个也是空的。
In the end, he also concluded that trying to appreciate was also emptiness.
里面是没有什么意义在里面。
That there was really no meaning in trying to appreciate the material things.
那所罗门在当时有一些人一直觉得人能够掌握自己的一切。
Solomon also thought that there would be people that could be able to appreciate everything.
前途就是抄在你的手里，你努力，你就可以成功。
He thought that so long as you believe that you had potential and you tried hard enough, you could achieve anything.
所罗门下一个定论。
And so Solomon had made a particular conclusion.
人可以努力，但是人的前途不是自己能决定的。
He said that people had the potential to achieve much and could work hard, but potential could not be derived by themselves.
因为每一件事情有它的定时。
Because every event has their own time.
所以这个定时不是人能决定的。
And this time could not be determined by man.
那这个时候的改变对人来讲是一个很大的劳苦。很大的痛苦。
And trying to change this time for your favor is incredibly difficult and is very tiring.
但是为什么神让这个人遇到这个事情，在这个时候遇到这个事情，神为什么让个人遇到那个事情，这个人不能彻透。
Why is it that certain people have encountered certain events at this time while others have encountered events at others? That man can never determine.
人也没有办法掌握。
And man will never be able to capture and be able to take advantage of that.
所以人只能够对神有敬畏的心。
Man can only look towards God in reverence.
对神有一种交托。
And to have a reverence for God.
Trust.
Trust in God.
那在神的里面呢，有一种自由。
And in God, there is a particular type of freedom.
因为你就是他儿子啊，你尽你的力量完了，你就交托给他，那顺其随便怎么带领，一定是好的。
Because in God, you can try as hard as you can, but in the end, if you entrust God to take care of the rest, then you can go on and feel free.
所以人不能够太自大。
Man cannot be so full of himself.
因为人没有办法控制明天。
Because man cannot control tomorrow.
什么事情要发生，你不知道。
Whatever happens tomorrow, you will never know.
但是神知道。
But God knows.
你没有办法控制，但是神在控制。
You will never be able to control tomorrow, but God can.
那接下去在第五章，所罗门要来评论一下宗教信仰。
And in Ecclesiastes chapter 5, Solomon wants to give a particular analysis.
那这第五章第一节到第七节做一个结论，这是表面化的信仰。
He wants to analyze about man's faith between verses 1 and 7.
这是表面化。
About a superficial religion.
什么叫做表面？
What does it mean to be superficial?
就是只有外表一层，里面没有东西啊。
It means to be only concerned about the outward appearance, and then on the inside, there is nothing.
这个叫表面化的信仰。
That means that this is what it's called to have a superficial religion.
首先呢，我们来看哈。这个所罗门本身的宗教体验。
So let us look at the religious experience of Solomon.
我们看列王记上第八章。First King.
Let's look at the book First Kings.
列王记上的第八章。
First Kings chapter 8.
这个第八章开始就讲约柜运到圣殿里面来。
In 1 Kings chapter 8, it starts by talking about how the ark was brought into the temple.
然后第十节。
In verse 10.
祭司从圣所出来的时候，有云充满神的殿，十一节。
Verse 11.
甚至祭司不能站立供职，因为神的荣光充满那个殿。所以他在献殿的时候，神的荣耀充满那个殿。
In chapter 8, verse 10, it said that when the priest came out of the holy place, that the cloud filled the house of the Lord, Verse 11, so that the priest could not continue ministering because of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord filled the house of the Lord.
那对所罗门来讲，这种经验是非常的实在，是他看见的。
And for Solomon, this was a very real experience, one that he could experience with his own senses.
神的活的神就在他们中间，他荣光充满圣殿，甚至他没有办法站立。
The living God was in his presence. There was no way for him to be able to fathom what he was seeing and praise it.
但是这一种的宗教信仰很快就改变了。
But very quickly, his faith would change.
到了十一章。
In chapter 11,
列王记上的十一章。
In 1 Kings chapter 11,
所罗门娶了很多外族的太太。
Where Solomon had married many wives from foreign lands.
所以第三节，所罗门有妃嫔七百，都是公主，还有嫔三百。难道这些妃嫔引诱他的心？
In chapter 11, verse 3, it says, And he had 700 wives, princesses, and 300 concubines.
所以他就是拜偶像了。
And so from that point forward, he was an idol worshiper.
所以我们可以看到所罗门本身的体验。
So we can see Solomon's personal experience.
神向他显现两次。
God appeared to him twice.
后来他跑去拜偶像。
But yet he still ended up worshiping idols.
所以这个宗教信仰是会改变的。
So we can conclude here that one's faith can change over time.
我们也可以很深入，但是也可以变成很肤浅。
There are times when we can be deeply immersed in our faith, while other times we can be quite shallow.
那到底宗教信仰是怎么一回事？
And so what is happening with religious faith?
其实宗教信仰就是一种关系。
Religious faith can be really understood as a relationship.
就是神跟人的关系。
It is a relationship between man and God.
那我们这样就很容易了解。
And in this case, we can easily understand.
那这个关系有的像夫妻，有的像朋友。
Some relationships are like husband and wife or friend to friend.
有一次我遇到一个慕道朋友。
Once I had met a truth seeker.
他说他每一次听道理，他都回去跟他先生讨论到半夜两三点。这么多话可以谈的这个关系大概很深入。
She said that every time that she had heard the sermon, she would go back home and talk to her husband about it all the way until 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning.
有的结婚完以后没话可谈了，因为结婚前都谈完了。
Sometimes husband and wife, even after they married, they have nothing to say because everything that they could have said was said before the marriage.
那个关系就很浅薄。
And so it shows that their relationship was very shallow.
所以我们跟神的关系也是这样。
And so our relationship with God is also similar.
你可以很深入，好像夫妻很深入。
You can have a very deep relationship like a husband and wife.
也好像朋友。
And also friends.
有的这个朋友关系很深。
Some friends, friendships are tremendously strong.
他很信任你，他什么都会告诉你。
They're very trustworthy, where you can share anything that happens to you.
那你如果跟他借钱他什么钱都拿给你，关系就很深。
If you ever needed to borrow money, your friend would not hesitate and to lend you the money.
但是有的时候朋友这个关系很浅。
But sometimes friendships are often very weak.
这是一个点头这样而已。
Where they would just a nod of a head or a wave of the arm, and that's it.
那我们一生花这么多时间呢，在这个宗教的上面，信仰上面。
In the course of our lifetimes, we spend quite a bit of time in religion.
那到最后会不会我们的信仰变成空虚
？But in the end, will our faith be empty?
就是你花的时间，你所投入的，好像也没有得到什么。
It would be as if all the time that you had spent building up that faith in the end had become meaningless.
那我们现在就看所罗门怎么来看这件事情。
So let us see how Solomon perceived this particular occurrence.
第五章第一节。
Chapter 5, verse 1.
传道书第五章第一节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 1.
你到神的殿要谨慎脚步，因为进前来听胜过愚昧人献祭。
Walk prudently when you go to the house of God, and draw near to hear rather than to give the sacrifice of fools, for they do not know what they do evil.
神的殿是什么？
What is the house of God?
所罗门那个时代就是他用七年所盖那个圣殿。
In the era of Solomon, it is the temple of which he had spent 7 years building.
就是神的荣光所充满那个殿。
It is the glory of God that inspired the construction of that temple.
那个殿今天就是教会。
And that house of God is today's church.
教会是充满万有者所充满的。
Church is the inspiration of many things from God.
那个充满万有者就是天上的神。
And the all-encompassing is from God.
所以我们来教会聚会，我们信徒在一起，这是神所充满的地方。
So as we congregate together to have service together, we are in the presence of God.
那这第一节说，你到神的殿要谨慎脚步。
It says that when you walk to the house of God, you must draw nearer to hear rather than to give sacrifice of fools.
为什么？
Why?
因为那最伟大的那一位在我们当中。
Because the greatest is in our presence.
所以我们在这一位伟大的神面前呢，要很谨慎。
In the presence of such a great God, we must be reverent.
就是把他的存在当一回事。
We must take his presence as an occurrence.
那信仰怎么会变成表面化呢？
But how is it that that faith would be superficial?
就是我们虽然来教会，我们没有把神的存在当一回事。
It is when we arrive at church, but we do not value that God is in the presence of us.
你想想看哦，如果把神拿掉
，For example, if we were to remove God,
今天我们在教会看到什么
？Then what would we be witnessing in church?
全部都是看到人。
All we would see would be people.
所以我们到教会里面呢、啊，如果我们没有把神当一回事
，So if we do not perceive God as actually being here,
那我们就是信徒之间的一种交通，一种联谊或者一种社交，就是这样而已。
Then it would merely be a simple social event for us to gather here together.
所以可能人跟人可以谈得很快乐，人跟人可以非常的亲密，但是。因为我们来到教会，我们的注意力不是在神，我们跟神的关系就越来越疏远。
So even though we come to church and we may have some fantastic conversations with fellow churchgoers, and we may have very nice and sincere conversations, but our distance from God can continue to grow.
所以我们的这个教会就渐渐就变成人的组织。
Then in the end, our church will gradually just become a collection of people.
因此我们要很谨慎。
Thus, we must be very, very strict.
为什么现在很多的教会没有办法吸引人？
Why is it that many churches cannot attract people?
因为他们已经不是把重点放在神。
It is because they do not emphasize God.
所以对神没有体验。
So that's why they are unable to experience God.
一旦对神没有体验，你没有办法吸引人。
And if you are not able to experience God, you will not be able to attract people to come to church.
所以说，我们到神的殿要谨慎脚步。
And so when we come to the house of God, we must draw near in respect.
因为神就在我们当中。
Because God is in our presence.
当我们存着一种敬畏的心来亲近他。
So that's why we must have a reverent heart to draw nearer to him.
那我们就容易靠近神。
And so that we can become closer to him.
但是当我们的心不把它当一回事，神就离开我们很远。
But if we do not place emphasis or value on God being in the presence of God, in the house of God, then we will get farther away from him.
这是第一个啊，为什么信仰会越来越肤浅？
This is the first reason why a faith can become superficial.
因为在人的眼中，神的分量越来越低。
Because we, in our material life, we place less emphasis on God.
第二个。
Secondly,
因为我们不晓得到底神所要的是什么。
Secondly, we do not know what exactly God wants from us.
我们常常发现哦，有的人朋友生日，你知道对方喜欢什么，你就会送他喜欢的。
For example, in a birthday. When your friend has a birthday and you know your friend, you tend to buy a present that you think that your friend would like.
那母亲节你要讨你的母亲喜欢，你要送她喜欢的。
And when Mother's Day comes around, you tend to find something that you think your mother would enjoy.
但是当人跟神要互动，跟神建立很亲密关系的时候，到底神要我们的是什么？
But when we think about how our relationship is with God, we don't understand what would be pleasing to Him.
那既然如果我们不知道，我们跟神的关系就没有办法深入。
So if we are unable to understand what he wants from us, then we are not able to forge a stronger relationship.
所以这第一节下半句说，进前来听胜过愚昧人献祭。
And so that's why in the second part of chapter 5, verse 1, it says, rather than to give the sacrifice of fools, for they do not know that they do evil.
哦，那这个献祭啊，在神看起来是恶的。
And this sacrifice, as what it's mentioned here, in the eyes of God, it is very evil.
所以很显然，这个献祭人本身不知道。
For fools that give this type of sacrifice, they have no idea that they're giving it.
所以他要献给神是照着他的意思要献给神。
These people who foolishly give these sacrifices think that this is what God would like, but they do not know that they are displeasing him.
那这个关系就没有办法深入，就很浅了。
And as a result of that, the relationships cannot be strong, made stronger with God.
那这个献祭啊，不能蒙神喜悦。如果从圣经看起来，有两个原因。
And then there's two reasons why there would be these poor sacrifices.
我们看以赛亚书第一章。
Let's turn to the book of Isaiah.
以赛亚书的第一章。
Isaiah chapter 1.
以赛亚书第一章。
Isaiah chapter 1.
十一节。
Verse 11.
人说：“你们所献的许多祭物与我什么益处呢？公绵羊的番祭和肥畜的自由，我已经够了。公牛的血啊，羊羔的血，公牛羊的血，我都不喜悦。”你看当时的世代的百姓啊，献很多牛羊。
In Isaiah chapter 1, verse 11, it says, "To what purpose is the multitude of your sacrifices to me?" says the Lord.
因为他们以为说牛羊献多了，神看这么多，一定很高兴。
The people of the time thought that if they could continue to sacrifice the blood of cattle, that they would be able to appease and please God.
神所看高兴的不是这个牛羊，是谁在献，这个更重要。
What makes God pleased is not so much the actual sacrifice itself, but it is who comes to make the sacrifice to him.
我们看13节。
Let us continue with
你们不要再献虚无的供物，香品是我所憎恶的，月数跟安息日宣召的大会也是我所憎恶，又做罪孽所原处，也是我不能够容忍的。我们看第16节。
Let's continue with verse 16.
你们要洗涤自洁，从我前除掉这恶行，止住作恶，学习行善，寻求公平，解救欺压，给孤儿伸冤，为寡妇辩屈。所以啊，神所要的是什么？
So what is it that God wants?
他们要离开罪恶，过一个公义的生活，这样他们的献祭神才会喜悦。
God wants us to depart from sin and live a life of benevolence.
所以献祭本身没有办法拉近神跟人的关系。
So sacrifices themselves are not able to just draw us nearer to God.
这个第一章里面啊，神很感叹。
In verse 1, it shows that God is.
第二节，第三节。
Verse 2 and verse 3.
你如果养牛哦，牛是有感情的。
When you are raising cattle, you know that cattle have feelings.
他看到主人来，尾巴会摇一摇。
When the cattle sees the owner arrive, the cattle will wave his tail.
那你如果养猫也是一样，你回到家里，猫跳来跳去也亲近你。
If you raise a cat, the cat is similar, where the cat will bounce around when you arrive home.
但是神很感叹，他养这些以色列百姓，对他们对神冷漠无情。
But however, when God sees the Jews who have offered these sacrifices in the ill heart, he does not have that similar feeling of happiness.
他们在献祭，神也是不能悦纳。
And so God cannot accept the sacrifices that these people have performed.
所以他们不知道神要的是什么。
And because these people have no idea what God really expects or wants from them.
我们再来看马拉基书啊，另外一种献祭。
马拉基。Let's turn to the book of Malachi.
马拉基书第一章
Malachi chapter 1
第八节
Malachi chapter 1 verse 8
你们将瞎眼的献为祭物，这不为恶吗？将瘸腿的有病的献上，这不为恶吗？ 你献给你的神长，他岂喜悦你呢？岂能看你的情面呢？这是神所说的。以色列百姓把那个不好的牛羊，没有人要的，献给神。
The Israelites here in Malachi offered sick cattle as sacrifices.
那神很生气啊。
So of course God was very angry.
说你这个哦，拿去献给神长他都不要，你哪来献给神？
If you weren't able to even want to sacrifice this for another man, why would you sacrifice it for God?
所以献祭本身这个动作、这个仪式没有办法让我们跟神建立亲密的关系。
So the act of sacrificing something is not enough to build a closer relationship with God.
那到底神要什么？
So what is it that God wants?
这是当时世代人所缺乏的。
This is what the people of the time did not understand.
我们来看啊，米迦书。
Micah. Yeah. Let's turn to the book of Micah.
米迦书的第六章。
Micah chapter 6.
米迦书第六章第八节。
Micah chapter 6 verse 8.
说世人啊，神已经指示你什么是善，他将你所要的是什么。只要你行公义，好怜悯，存谦卑的心，与你的神同行。
What Micah wants, Sorry, 第八节. Okay. It says that he has shown you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you, but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God.
在第六节开始啊，神也告诉他们啊，神所喜欢的不是那个献祭。
And in Micah chapter 6, it begins by saying that the Lord does not value the sacrifices.
第一个，对自己的要有要求，要行公义。
And that actually people must treat themselves as if they need to have a benevolent heart.
就是做每一件事情要让神看是对的。
You need to be able to perform every action such that it is right in the eyes of God.
第二个，对别人要有怜悯的心。
Secondly, that you must have a merciful heart for other people.
第三个，在神面前要尊神为大，谦卑，跟神同行。
The third is in the presence of God, you must have a humble heart.
这个是最重要的。
This is also the most important one.
这个超过献祭。
This exceeds all the other ones.
这是神的命令。
This is the commandment of God.
所以听命令胜过这个外表物质上的献祭。
This commandment instructs us that to have a humble heart is much more meaningful than superficial sacrifices.
因此在传道书第五章，所罗门那个世代的人，不知道神所要的是什么。
And so the people of Solomon's era had no idea what God had expected or wanted from them.
好，那我们现在既然信了主耶稣，我们要改变我们的宗教信仰。
So now that we, as believers in Christ, we know that we must change our perceptions.
就是要做一个真正敬拜神的人。
We know that we must be true worshippers of God.
好，我们先来看约翰福音。
Let's turn to the book of John.
约翰福音。
Book of John.
约翰福音的第四章。
John chapter 4.
二十四节。
John chapter 4, verse 24.
约翰第四章二十四节。
John chapter 4, verse 24.
这里说，神是一个灵，所以拜他的必须用心灵跟诚实来拜他。
God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth.
所以我们到教会里面来，这是神同在的地方，最重要是要用心灵跟诚实。
So when we come to church, we know that in the presence of God, we must worship him in spirit and truth.
如果我们看英文呢，也可以翻译说，圣灵跟真理。
In English, we can translate it again as spirit and the truth.
Holy Spirit and truth. 所以这种从心里面的敬拜神，实实在在的这样降成坦诚的祷告、感谢、颂赞，不能够用活动来取代。
And so thus, if we sing hymns or pray, we cannot use any physical motions.
所以有时候 有时候我们这个教会，当然不是我们这个教会，有时候有的教会啊，太注重活动。
So, for example, there are some churches, not specifically this one, where they place too much emphasis on physical motions.
到处都有活动。
Or they have physical activities.
那我们这到最后做一个总结，就是说，这么多活动到底对人的信仰帮助多少？
But they have no concept that all of these activities have really no true benefit for our spiritual relationship with God.
如果那个活动也能够带进真理跟带进这个圣灵里面，当然是好的。
But if these activities were able to bring in the presence of the Holy Spirit or the truth, then of course that is good.
但是这个活动本身没有真理跟圣灵的成分在里面呢，不能够取代我们从心里面对神的崇拜。
However, if these activities do not have the Holy Spirit or the truth within them, then it is of no meaning or purpose or value to us.
所以有时候我们常常发现教会刚开始要用一些活动来吸引那些比较少来的，当然这是可以的。
So for example, when a church is starting to try to bring people into church or encourage those who have not come in a while with activities, that is of course acceptable.
但是如果信仰要深入，你一直办活动没有办法深入的。
However, if you wanted to, for the sole purpose of strengthening your faith, or relationship with God, activities will be inadequate.
第一个要注重祷告。
Firstly, we need to value prayer.
祷告必圣灵充满。
We need to pray with the Holy Spirit filling us.
然后在圣灵的引导下进入真理里面。
And with the Holy Spirit, we must study the truth even more.
好，我们现在来看约翰福音十六章。
Let's turn back to the book of John, chapter 16.
约翰福音十六章的十二节。
John chapter 16, verse 12.
约翰十六章的十二节。
John chapter 16 verse 12.
我还有好些话告诉你们，但你们现在不能明白。十三节。
13.
只等真理的圣灵来，他引导你们明白一切的真理。
John chapter 16 verse 12. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. 13. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak.
所以真正敬拜神的就是十二节跟十三节。
So those who truly worship God are those who can adhere to verses 12 and 13.
第一个要得圣灵。
First is that you need to acquire the Holy Spirit.
要被圣灵充满。
You need to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
然后十三节说真理的圣灵来要引导你们进入真理。
And then in 13, it describes that once you are immersed in the Spirit, Holy Spirit, then you must go into all of the truth.
让我们的心充满着真理。
So that our hearts can be filled with the truth.
充满着圣灵。
And that our hearts can also be filled with the Holy Spirit.
那我们跟神的关系就很深入。
And that way, our relationship with God will be very strong.
就变成真正敬拜神的。
Then we will be true worshipers of God.
所以把祷告拿掉，把查圣经拿掉，不可能人不可能信仰会深入。
So thus we can conclude that if you were to remove prayer and Bible study away, there is no way that you would ever be able to improve your relationship with God.
那这个信仰一旦进到真理里面。
So once that your faith has entered into all of this truth.
二十三节到三十三节。
Verses 22 to 23.
我们就会充满着喜乐跟平安。
Then you will be filled with happiness and peace.
二十四节。
And verse 24.
向来我们用奉灵求什么？如今你们求就必得着，叫你们的喜乐可以满足，喜乐可以满足。
And that when we ask, we will be able to receive that our joy may be full.
然后，三十三节。
And then to continuing on to verse 33.
我将这事告诉你们，是叫你们在我里面有平安。
These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace.
怎么在主耶稣的平安里面？
So how is it that we can have peace in the Lord?
借着圣灵的带领进到真理里面。
Only by having the guidance of the Holy Spirit to enter the full truth can we have peace.
平安就在我们心里面。
And then thus the peace will be in our hearts.
所以平安真的有时候你不需要求。
Sometimes peace does not have to be asked.
你如果祷告被圣灵充满。
If you were to pray and to be filled with the Holy Spirit,
神同在，你就觉得没有害怕，没有忧虑，那个就是平安。
Then God will be present within you, and then you will have peace and happiness, and then you will feel completely at at ease.
然后我们进到真里面，活在神的道理里面，我们的生活没有罪，没有罪，你心就有神同在，你就很平安。
And when we immerse our lives completely into the truth of God, then of course we will be filled with peace, and then without guilt, we will completely feel free.
这个就是信仰的秘诀。
This is the sole purpose of
要从圣灵进到真理里面。
This is so that we can enter into faith.
是我们能够享受跟神亲密的关系，有喜乐跟平安。
So that we may be able to appreciate a very close relationship with God and to have peace.
所以你看，每个人如果很注重祷告，很注重去研读圣经的人，他的生命都很丰盛。
And so for those people who value prayer and Bible study, their lives are always filled with joy.
我们甚至可以说，如果一个信徒他自己在家里常常祷告，常常读圣经，你一定很放心。
So, for example, if we were to have a believer who frequently stayed at home to study the Bible and to pray, we can be very at ease about that believer. Because this is truly a worshiper of God.
用圣灵进到真理里面。
Because this is a believer who takes, who uses the Holy Spirit to immerse himself into the truth of God.
第二点。
Secondly,
我们要真的进到真正的敬拜神，我们对神要了解。
In order for us to really immerse ourselves into the truth, we must try to understand God.
到底了解神要我们做的是什么？
What is it that God wants us to do?
热心好不好？很好。Zeal.
Oh, zeal. How is our zeal?
很好，这很好。
That is a good question to ask ourselves.
但是热心本身并不能够带给我们跟神很深入的关系，如果缺乏知识。
However, zeal alone cannot build a stronger relationship with God unless it's zeal applied to a specific action.
保罗有没有热心？有啊，他热心到从耶路撒冷骑，那个时候没有车子，还跑到大马色去抓基督徒。
Was Paul zealous? Yes, you could say he was, because he crossed the great lands of Asia and Europe to preach the gospel.
但后来，他才知道他是罪人，而且罪人的头。
But in the but then he realized, Paul had tried to seek out those who were delinquent in their taxes. But then in the end, he realized that he was a great sinner.
因为他的热心不但没有神喜悦，他反而逼迫了耶稣。
And then he also realized that his zeal had also contributed to persecution of Jesus.
所以他这种热心并没有办法带给他跟神亲密的关系。
So this zeal that he had at that point in time did not facilitate in building a stronger relationship with God.
因此对神很深入的认识，然后照着神要我们做的去生活，我们跟神的关系才会深入。
So we must be able to have a strong relationship with God in order for us to walk continually in our lives with God close to us.
比方说，主耶稣教导我们怎么祷告。
Jesus had instructed us how to pray.
我们常常在背祷告文。
A lot of times we will memorize prayers.
我们在神面前常常很注重我们的需要。
When we pray in front of God, we usually place a lot of emphasis on what we need or want.
神啊，给我这个，给我这个，给我这个。
God, I need this, I need that.
但是如果我们祷告，我们仔细看。
However, if we look at prayers very carefully,
愿人都尊你的名为圣。
They are often about placing heavy emphasis on God.
愿人都尊你的名为圣。Hallowed be thy name.
The Lord's Prayer says, Hallowed be thy name.
愿你的国降临。
Thy kingdom come.
愿你的旨意行在地上，如在天行在天上。
That will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
到底这个祷告在祷告什么？
What are these phrases in the Lord's Prayer actually mean?
要满足神的需要。
It means that we must satisfy what God wants.
那接下去才求我们日用的饮食，今日给我们。
And then subsequently, after that, we then ask about what God should provide for us.
那如果我们满足神的需要，我们跟神的关系很深入，神很喜欢你啊，很深入。
So if we can meet the needs or wants and desires of God, then we will then be able to ask for ourselves.
那我们跟神的关系很深入，我们要为我们的需要祷告，就很容易有体验。
And so if we have a very good relationship with God or a deep relationship with God, then we will be able to experience him better.
哦, 所以让我们的信仰能够很活泼, 需要两个条件。
So for our faith to be very active, there are two conditions.
第一个,
First,
啊, 要从圣灵进到真理里面。
First is that we must have the Holy Spirit bring us into the truth.
啊, 第二个, 要竭力认识神。
And the second one is to pursue to get to know God.
那我们的信仰会越来越深入，体验会越来越活泼。
So that way we can have a better understanding of God and to have a more active faith.
好，我们来唱诗。
Let us sing hymns together. Please be seated.
我明天早上10点到10点半有一个自由参加的祷告会。
Tomorrow morning from 10 to 10:30, we have a prayer session.
我们个人有什么需要，有什么忧虑，我们可以在这个祷告当中来交托给神。
If we have needs or have worries, we can come to church and present them to our Lord in our prayers.
或者我们自己家庭有什么需要，我们可以在这个时候来祷告。
If there are needs within our families, we can take advantage of this time to pray. Or that we can pray for the holy work of our church. And when we come to church, we can then thus be able to focus in our prayers. This is a particularly important aspect of our faith.
我们现在一起来祷告，求主耶稣带领祝福我们。
Let us now continue by praying together and pray that the Lord guide us in each of our steps.
一起来祈祷。
Let us